We've got quite a bit of Eruvin to do tonight. And according to the Luach, we're learning tonight, page 398. We're starting with Siman Shin Mem Vav. And according to the Luach, we should be learning till the bottom of the following page. Till the Ramah, which is Siv, still the beginning of the Ramah of Siv Gimel. That's the program, according to the calendar, for tonight. So I do hope we'll have time to do a bit of Shilam and Zayin as well. Okay, Tine Eruvim in our Torah. We're now going to go back a little bit into basics. Basics. In a way, I feel this Siman should have been before last Siman, anyway, I feel, because it's got the basics here. Min haTorah, from a Torah perspective, Einoi Chayev, Elo B'moitzi, you're only Chayev, you're doing only a Torah transgression. When you're Moitzi, when you're carrying out, Hu Machnis, when you're bringing, when you're entering, V'zorek, when you're throwing, Hu Moishit, when you're stretching, Merushus HaYochid, from a private domain, Merushus Rabim to a public domain. Or Merushus Rabim from a public domain, Merushus Yochit to a private domain. So the options are to do a Torah transgression. Two conditions. Condition one needs to be Torah domains, i.e. Merushus Yochit and Merushus Rabim. And the second condition needs to be they are doing one of the following actions. You are Moitzi, you are carrying, you are zurich, you are throwing, you moishit, you are stretching, you're doing one of those activities from one domain into the others. These are the two conditions to a chiyuv chatos. However, vechachomim, chazal, also, they added an additional restriction, mekamelis de reshus yochit, or de reshus yirabim, or is meem mekamelis. They've added another domain, which is a domain called kamelis, and once you're doing those very actions, from a Torah domain to a Kamelis, you're also transgressing Mederabonon. Avon Mokim Tu. But in terms of a Mokim Tu, Mutal Oetze Velachnis, you're allowed to bring into a Mokim Tu and bring from a Mokim Tu, Lerushus Yochid to a private domain, or Velerushus Rabim, or to a public domain, and vice versa. So you can take anything Mokim Tu, anything which is categorized and classified as a Mokum Tu, you have to bring to it and bring from it to both Rosh Yochid and Rosh Yisrabim. In other words, Mokum Tu is a free kind of area. You can do whatever you want as long as your starting point or your ending point is a Mokum Tu. But, Avol, Ha'oyim B'Rosh Yochid, somebody who's standing on a private domain, U'moitzi Machnis U'moishi V'zoi L'Rosh Yisrabim, and you are bringing something to a public domain. And you bring something to a public domain. Derech mokum tu, through mokum tu, or yibcho vice versa, chayev. So imagine you've got a mokum tu, which we're gonna say now there is, what's a good mokum tu? Any examples of a relevant mokum tu? Let's assume post book. Let's assume it is. I'm not sure about the measurements, but let's assume that a person is standing on the Rosh Yochid and there is a Mokum Ptu near him. Or it could be Haidin Yutfachim, which we have said is also a Mokum Ptu. So it could either be a structural Mokum Ptu or the height more than 10 Tfachim, which is anything which is over 10 Tfachim, which is Mokum Ptu as well. So now a person wants to go from Rosh Yochid, which is on one side, to Rosh Yisrabim, which is on the other side, derech Mokum Tu, through a Mokum Tu. By going through the Mokum Tu into the other domain, what will be the halacha by doing that? Are you saying that you went from Rosh Yochid to Rosh Yisrabim ultimately, and therefore you did a Torah transgression? Or are you going to say, no, you went through Mokum Tu, so that breaks it, and it's not Chayim HaDeraisa? What would you say?
He comes out of
Rosh Yochid. Yeah, and he's going to Rosh Yochid Rabim.
And he puts
Oh, you're saying puts on. I didn't say those words. I'm saying, but you're going to get to it in a minute. I'm saying you just go through the Makom Patur. Say he went on a certain area, which is a Makom Patur area. Yeah. What would you say? Because you said the key word. He didn't stop. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, if it's derech Makom Patur, it's still chayef. He's still chayef. But the Mishnah Berurah does say over here in Seif Katan Yud, in the second line of that Mishnah Berurah, in Seif Katan Yud, the Davke Shalayamat Makom Patur is only if he didn't stop in this Makom Patur. Havolamat me'at, Shom, but if he did stop in the Makom Patur, Havach Echoza Voitzel Shuzach, and then he moved on and he continued to the next domain, Potu, he's Potu, Kevin Shaosa Anoch Makom Patur, since he stopped in the Makom Patur. So what, that's precisely your point. If he stopped in the Makom Patur, then it's considered if he did two different oitzos and he stopped in Makom Patur, therefore he's not going to be a chiyuv d'oraisa. Continues Shulchan Aruch bottom line of page 398. V'chein lo yamid odom al Makom Patur, person may not stand in the Makom Patur. V'ikah chayfetz miyad mishoim b'rishus rabim. A person is not allowed to stand on a Makom Patur, taking an item from somebody who is standing in a public domain, and he's passing this item to somebody who is in a private domain, or vice versa. So this case is, imagine somebody who's in a Makom Patur. Say somebody who's in a heightened area, and for some reason, what would be a good case of somebody who's standing in a Makom Patur? Hiding you for him. Somebody is standing on a ladder and is in his Makom Patur area. Standing on a ladder, more than 10 foot. Now, that ladder is positioned right between on the house entrance. So on the one side of the ladder, it's private domain, it's the house. On the other side of the ladder, it's a street. It's a Rishus Rabim. Now this clever young man, what he wants to do, he wants to bring a certain, what can he bring into, what does he want to bring into the house? Let's say he's bringing something was left outside and it's raining, wants to bring it in. An example, he left outside his, I don't know, can you help me out? A case, he wants to bring something into the house? Not mukta item, I don't know. It's not mukta item. Okay, challah. You know, a ball. There's a ball outside. He wants to bring the ball in. He doesn't want that ball to get wet, to get stolen. So what does he do? He's got a ladder, which is a Makom Patur. If he stands on a ladder, it's a Makom Patur. Now, he's thinking to himself, he's standing on the ladder, which is a Makom Patur, because he's hiding you for him. He's going to ask one person to please pass the ball from the floor of the Rishus Rabim to him. You'll have to do that, yes or no, because it's onto Makom Patur, it's fine. And then he is on top of the ladder, it's Makom Patur. He's now going to pass it on to the other person who is in Rishus Yochid. So that's Makom Patur to Rishus Yochid. Which halacha is? It's Mutter. Can you do that, yes or no? So, of course, he cannot bring something from Rishus Rab. If he's taking it on from the Rishus Rab, he's picking up the ball, and it's going up the ladder, he's now Makom Patur, going down the ladder into Rishus Yochid, that is certainly also because he didn't stop, and as you said, if you don't stop, it's considered carrying from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. But perhaps if he is standing on a Makom Patur and all he's doing is taking it from one gentleman who wasn't Rishus Rabim and passing it on to the next gentleman who is in Rishus Yochid, so maybe it's fine. Maybe it is fine. And that's Shulchan Aruch says on these words. A person may not stand on a Makom Patur. You may not do so. It's also. Why not? What's wrong with it? What do you think might be a reason why you cannot do that? You're right, Chaim. It's going on a Mokum Tov, which is fine. Going from a Mokum Tov, which is fine too. So what should be the problem? So the Emes says that it's not Osam Midrash, it's only Osam Midrabanan. It's Gzeira. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch continues, if you're doing this very action, which is called Lahachlif, to change, you know, in the Rabbonon Rishuyas, such as the it's going, it's on one side it's a Kamelis, on the other one it's just Yochit, Yesh Oysim Vesh Matirim, some say it's Mutter, some say it's Osu. So if you're doing this very action through a Kamelis, it's not Rosh Rabbi, but it's a Kamelis, and the other side is a Rosh Yochit, that, according to some opinions, is fine. It's a Machloikas. Sieve base. Min ha-teure en chayef elo b'mavi abba ames b'rushus rabim. The medaraisa, a person is only chayef if he's going for ames b'rushus rabim. Who chom osu, and chom said, not only that, but also, lavi abba ames b'kamelis, it's also to go for ames in a kamelis. V'yam b'vika, and yam and b'vika, tre kamel kamelis, you know, it's considered two types of kamelis. Mutta letalt nemezun mezu, abba ames, and you're allowed to go, you go from one kamelis into the other kamelis. If it's within Dalet Amos, and you don't say that two different Kamelis, it's considered two different Rishuyas. So Rabbi said, we're learning that not only a person is allowed to, and not only person is, not only there's an Issa of doing Dalet Amos for Rishus Rab, not only is there an Issa to take something from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, and vice versa, but it's also an Issa of being Ab Mavi Dalet Amos for Rishus Rabim. And finally, Siv Gimel, Kafev. A Kafev is a large area. A large open area. Perish mokem shemukav mechitzes below kiru kamei chotza. It's a large open area. Yoisim be'beis osaim, which is large and beis osaim, which is 70 amos on 70 amos. Shaloi ukav ledira, which is not built, which is not surrounded for a residential purpose. Os chachomim letaltel boy. Person, chachomim said you're not allowed to carry within that area. Elotach alad amos, only for amos. Umut alohitzim menu lekamos, but you're allowed to bring into kamos. Could go in Biko over the phone of such as when there's a Biko around it. So Rabbi said this is very, very important, and we'll be talking more about this. There is a concept called the Kafev. Does anybody know, is there anybody aware of the Edra Eruv map? Do you know exactly what it looks like? Because this might be very relevant. One of the most important issues, one of the most serious issues with building an Eruv is the Kafev Shaila. So of course, when you're building an Eruv, you need to ensure that you've got the Tzuras HaPesach, the strings, what we call the strings, well established. And you've got to make sure that you've got majority of walls. You've got to make sure that. But besides that, you haven't really solved everything by doing that. Because there's an additional problem called a Kafev. What is a Kafev? A Kafev is that even if you are in a Rishus HaYochid area, but there is a very large open area, if it is loy hukaf ledira, if it has not been designated for residential purpose, it's not for dwelling, it's not for residential purpose, it's just like the storage area or an open area or an unused area, that is chachomim asked to carry there more than dalet amos. And that is a serious issue. Because most areas, 70 on 70 amas, that's not so big. How much is 70 on 70 amas? Make a cheshbon. 70 times 70? Squares. 70 times 70, that's how much? 4,900 square amas. It's not so much. That kind of area is considered a kafev, shaluk of ladira, a kafev. And if you've got any areas within an eruv, which is considered a kafev, shluk of a deal, it breaks, not only that area you can't walk, but it potentially breaks the whole area, the whole Eruv itself. And this, perhaps, I know when you look into the poskim, in the Northwest London Eruv, they had very serious challenges about the kafifos. And in fact, are you aware of the 4,900 square amas? Once it's bigger than that, then it's a problem. A kafev shaloi hukav ledira. Now think about it. When you go to just the pictures of your parks, not parks, if you've got parks, parks is an issue. Or if, I know that in Brent Cross area, just think about these large areas, these very large areas, which are inhabited, and they're just like like not looked after, you know, like dumping areas and storage areas, unused parking slots, kind of all those kinds of areas are considered kafifa shalohik of ledira, and these are a problem. These are a serious problem. Edgeware Eruv, I remember, was changed. I remember hearing from Rabbi Lieberman that they changed the Edgeware Eruv as soon as they built it, after a very short time or something. I don't know exactly what stage it was. Maybe before, I don't exactly know what stage, but at one point they changed it because of a calf of Shaila. And I don't not remember now which park it may have been. It is one park which was initially included in the Eruv, and later on it was excluded because it was considered a kafef, and it was close to 70 on 70 amos, and therefore they pushed it out of the Eruv. Yeah. No, this is a very good point. In theory, what you could do, and that's what is done at in some places, they will take a calf of shaluk of ledira, and they will make that in its own domain, religiously sticking to fences around it, to make it in your own domain, and therefore it's properly excluded out of the Eruv. It will be physically surrounded and made into not part of the Eruv, and then it would actually work. However, it would work. You could actually make it not part of the Eruv, and then it's not breaking the Eruv. It's on the map. You'll see that it's like a secluded area which is part there. It's not good practice. It's not a good idea though, because it's very, very misleading. Again, most Eruvin is meant not for people who many users of the Eruv. They may not be particularly familiar with these concepts, and therefore it is a lot of Rabbonim feel that to exclude the kafef of an Eruv, you've got a beautiful map of a whole area which is covered in Eruv, and in the middle of that, bang, middle, you've got a park which is excluded out of Eruv. That's very confusing for a lot of people. And therefore, a lot of people may end up walking there, especially because it's surrounded by a fence, and they'll feel that it's Kafef Shaluk of Ladira. In theory, yes, but I know, and I'm saying that I'm sure they look after, but I know Kafifas is generally always a very serious Shaila. Kafifas is a very big Shaila. It's not in the Eruv, probably because of that.
Cannons is.
You know what cannons? I think I have a feeling that he spoke about cannons.
It's a
There is machlokes aposkim as to whether a park which is done for we will speak about that more in Mitzvah Hashem. It's machlokes aposkim if you have a park which is planted with flowers and there is flower beds and there is nice things growing there, as to whether I consider a kaf shalohuk of ledira or not. So I know that some parks are considered. May be considered a calf of shehuk of ledira, and is okay and is acceptable. It's considered a fair calf. It's not considered a calf of questionable calf of. So I don't know which area you're referring to exactly, but some parks, if they are looked after very much, that's considered not like a shehuk of ledira. That's considered huk of ledira. It's considered huk of ledira. It is for residential purpose, and therefore it's going to be okay. It's going to be, it can be part of the Eruv. It's not going to break the Eruv. I don't know. We should really look into the map of the Eruv and see if there's any kafifas. Maybe we should look into it. Maybe we should look into the map of the Eruv. It just reminds me of a bit of a story. Maybe we'll finish with that. I heard from a Choshve Yid. He told me that he went once to Moshe Feinstein. And he asked Moshe Feinstein, so Moshe Feinstein got many tshuvas against establishing Eruv. He didn't allow an Eruv in Manhattan. He didn't allow an Eruv in numerous places. And he asked this Yid, his name is Moshe Weiss, Moshe Weiss's father. And he asked Moshe Feinstein, he said, why are you so against Eruv? Why are you so against Eruv? And I don't understand. Why you ask this Eruv, you forbid that Eruv? And whilst many poskim, very great poskim and great authorities allowed Eruvin to be established in this place, Moshe was against it. So Moshe answered him, this is as follows. He says, you know, today I was asked a shaila. And my shaila was as follows. A yid called me from out of town, what they call America out of town. From, you know, from these out in the woods kind of place. And he called me up and he said, that I'm Rabbi Feinstein, my father just deceased. This is what the 1960s. And my father just deceased. And really what I understand is there's a law that one is meant to sit Shiva. Now, I'm unable to sit Shiva because I'm really busy. I've got an office and I can't leave the office. I'm going to go to work. But I'm paying somebody to sit Shiva on my behalf. I've got what we call, you know, a calling man. I'm paying him to sit Shiva on my behalf. Now, my question to you, Rabbi Feinstein, is, do I need to be Menachem Avelim, this Shliach? And this was a real, this had to be Menachem Avelim, this Shliach. So Moshe Feinstein told him, he said, that's the questions they ask, and that's the people's understanding. So, how can I tell a person that until he looked up, he showed him on the, you know, here there's a string over here, until here you're allowed to carry, from here you're not allowed to carry, there's something that nobody can comprehend, most people cannot understand that they can't. And therefore it's a great michshel, people are going to end up, if the amaratz is so great and the ignorance is so amazing, there's no way that I'm going to allow people to carry an eruv because they're too likely to make a mistake and cross the line. So therefore, Moshe explained, that's why I'm b'shitta a little bit against eruvin. So I heard from the Baal Maisa himself, he quoted to me the story that I had with the Moshe Feinstein. Okay, there's obviously more to it, but I think it just that as a little thought, it's interesting. We will b'zah Hashem continue on this, and we'll continue in the other Chelik of Aloch as well tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Good evening.